There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're talking today a little bit about government because this is the day that hopefully all of us have gotten our income tax done and in. And no matter how we feel about it, most of us, I would certainly call myself in that category, whether we agree with the government or not. I mean, you pay your taxes because sooner or later, you're going to have to pay your taxes. And who wants to go to jail, particularly? I mean, there are all sorts of less than patriotic reasons, right? I mean, there may be people who really every year just are delighted to pay their taxes, and good on them. I mean, you know, that it's certainly, listen, this is a great country to live in, which doesn't mean that we're not patriotic. We don't see that there are some improvements to be made. It's like saying that that you have a great child, but you let them run around in restaurants screaming and yelling. That they may be a great child, but that's not appropriate behavior, and that's why parents are assigned. And presumably, in a democracy, we're all not only children of the government, but we're parents to the government as well. That we're allowed to say, okay, you're great and love you dearly, but this behavior is not okay. It really, we need to think about it in different kinds of ways. So, all righty, 855-99-3-7569. So we were talking. These are the people who are saying, okay, here's some changes that I think need to happen if I were in charge, if they were in charge. All right, so let's finish this up.
Sally Ann says less on welfare and more on elderly who can't work.
Well, I'm not sure that you can differentiate between the two. I suppose it's an age issue. You know, it's really interesting. I was talking with somebody about Social Security. And the idea that Social Security, when it was enacted, was really the life expectancy was right around, I think, 68, as I recall. Because somebody was actually, it was an actuarial telling me this. And so in the time that, it was primarily, I guess, for men, because most women, number one, didn't work. And the average life expectancy was, I think, for men was 68. So the idea being that if a man retired at 65, which was the classic age at which a man retired, assuming he made it that long, that Social Security was really supposed to fill in that gap between retiring at 65, and it could be on his 65th birthday, it could be in his 65th year or so, it could be, and that he would somehow succumb within a couple of years, within 3 years. And so the idea was that it would sort of take care of that amount of time between when he stopped working and when he stopped needing, I suppose, for lack of a better term. And in terms of his spouse, that that she would live perhaps a little bit longer, but and so that I'm not sure how much notion was really given to the idea of the wife, but the idea being that she was probably not the bread earner anyway, and so that this would sort of tide them both over. And I suppose then his life insurance. I don't know what the notion was once he succumbed, what she was supposed to do for the rest of her life. I don't know if it was assumed to be kids or that she would get spousal benefits. You do get Social Security from your spouse at one point. The only reason I know is because someone called up a year or two ago and said, you know, you're eligible because you were married to him. And I said, how much is it worth? And it would be taken out eventually of my Social Security. And since I basically been working longer and making more, that didn't make any sense. So, but anyway, you can get spousal benefits. But the idea was that Social Security was not supposed to last for, I mean, people's life expectancy at this moment for both men and women is approaching 90. You know, it's late 80s, early 90s. And all of us know lots of people who are living into their hundreds. So instead of it sort of being a stopgap gesture for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, it's now a lot of people, and they not only retire at 65, although I think now retirement age is being pushed back to 68. I don't think benefits start until a little later. But the idea being that even if it's 68, if you work till you're 68 and your life expectancy is, let's say, 88, which is certainly not much of a stretch, That's 20 years as opposed to expecting it to last for two or three. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge change and kind of unanticipated. And what's happening now is because we're the boomers who, and so for the next 15 years, that there are more of us than there have ever been before. We're living longer than we've ever lived before. Now, as soon as you get rid of all the boomers, then you're probably going to be in relatively good shape, assuming there's any money left, because the population dropped down. So, interesting notion. And I'll tell you, all right, let's finish this up, and then I'll tell you about my foundation, because it actually has to do with the notion of a gap.
Don says, less on war and more on education and science.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like we get anything for our war dollars, except that it does help the unemployment figures, which is a horrible. I mean, that's what Hitler did in Germany, right? You go to war, you get a healthier economy, but at what cost? Ugh.
Last one from Connie. Connie says, "I would like the government to spend more on the environment, on people's needs, the homeless, and the infrastructure, as the bridges are in bad shape, on women's rights, health, and food for people here and the world."
Yeah, hard to argue with that. Again, I think it's not so much that there's not enough money. I think that it's just not very well deployed. And you know, this is a huge business, the government, and it's just not very well. The oversights aren't in place. The system certainly isn't fair by any stretch of the imagination. But I actually, to be quite honest, worry a lot less about fairness than I do about just efficiency. And if there were ways to be more efficient so that the actual population that was intended received the benefits, I mean, our lives would all change. We'd all be healthier and happier. All right, there you go. So here's what I was planning to do with my foundation. As most of you know, it's been in place for a long time. There's a fair amount of money in it, with one exception. Thank you, listener. I've never asked anybody else for money. I've never actually asked anybody for money. One of my lovely listeners sent me a check at the end of last year for it, saying, "I'm sure you'll spend it well," which was an additional thank you, again, not only for your trust in me, but for your additional sort of kick in the pants that says, okay, Brown, it's one thing for you to kind of be a little bit remiss in getting this thing off the ground. I mean, I've had lots of different, but I finally, I think, came up with a really viable idea. The idea, it came up, the original idea was to have sex education in the schools. It's DOA. Never going to work. Not going to happen. It's just too politically fraught, which I sort of naively didn't figure out. It took me a while to figure it out. But with all the bashes on my forehead, I've kind of figured that out. Brick wall wins every time. Okay, not going to happen. So then the idea was to deal about issues of domestic violence, but then you have to deal with men about domestic violence. You want to deal with the perps, not the victims. I'm a woman, so that's, I've certainly supported agencies and stuff like that, but that's kind of a non-starter as well. So then I did the Discovery Health for the Discovery Health TV for a year, and discovered this whole pocket of young women who are getting the daylight speed out of them. And they were staying with their abusers because they essentially couldn't afford not to, because they hadn't graduated high school. They had three kids. And so I thought, okay, get kids high school diplomas, which was not a terrible idea. It just, again, you've got to make sure that something's viable, that's actually workable. And it turns out I actually did put one kid through, found a place to do it, worked, changed her life. The problem about what I knew I needed to do was the assessment becomes crucial in that, because you don't want to set somebody up to fail who's already got a problem. And I don't want to I don't want to make people feel terrible when I'm trying to do good. So because the reason a lot of kids drop out, not only, but and not always, but often, that kids drop out of high school is because of drugs. Kids have been on drugs, you have no way of knowing what their level of abilities are. And so you don't want to set them, you're going to set them up to fail if you're not careful. So assessment becomes a huge issue. My great idea in the middle of the night was to get high school graduates And instead of sending them to college, which is the original idea, but not everybody needs to go to college, number one. Number two, college is expensive, but fill that gap of kids who will benefit from more education, don't necessarily need 4 years of college, and so that's where I am at this moment. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. You guys are all a little quiet today. I guess everybody's doing their taxes, right? Listen, it's one of the arguments that I had when I was married is, he first of all, that he wanted to do the taxes, and I said, we don't know enough about it. And so I finally, one year, said, okay, this is the last year I'm going to sign taxes, that we have to get somebody to, you know, to do this for us. It's just not, you know, it's just not profitable to do it, and I'll pay for it. And but he would be doing them, you know, at that midnight on, and the runs to the airport, or not to the, actually, we used to have to go to the airport to put it on a plane or something. At any rate. So hopefully your tax is already done. You're like the manliness who's already gotten his refund, signed, sealed, delivered, and spent.
Took care of mine 2 months ago.
Very impressive.
You know what it is, though? It's
smug.
Well,
it's smugness.
No, it's... I always kind of have this thought in the back of my mind that if I don't take care of my taxes, I just have this thought of the IRS coming to get me and
in the middle of the night.
Jail. Yeah.
Yep.
And coming to get me and throwing me in jail because I didn't file my taxes. Now, obviously, I'm being kind of a melodramatic.
No, but I have exactly the same feeling. Yeah. I do, too. That there'll be a knock in the middle of the night, and I'll be handcuffed and hooded and taken away and never seen again.
Yeah. And then you see, like, celebrities that make a ton of
money. Yeah, Willie Nelson owes, what, like $20 million or something?
Yeah. I mean, Wesley Snipes actually went to jail.
Yep.
For tax evasion. And yep. So, you know, you see that kind of happen, and, you know, it's like, I'm just going to take care of mine. And
I absolutely agree with you. It's not worth staying awake at night thinking, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I don't cheat on my taxes.
Right. Yeah.
Every once in a while, my accountant said, what about this? And I'll say, how legit is it? And he said, and I said, don't do it. It's not worth worrying about. It's really not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, we got an email, and this email is from Becky, and Becky says, Dr. Joy, my daughter has a friend, and friend is in quotation marks, that always plays the victim and like she does no wrong. Meanwhile, this friend manipulates every situation to her advantage, so people feel sorry for her and talks about my daughter behind her back, but then acts all sweet to her face. Not everyone...
No, wait a minute. This is her daughter's friend or her friend?
This is her daughter's friend.
Okay, like. Do we have any idea how old the daughter is?
It does not indicate.
Okay.
Meanwhile, this friend manipulates every situation to her advantage, so people feel sorry for her and she talks about my daughter behind her back, but then acts all sweet to her face. Not everyone sees what she's doing, but I do. I have told my daughter that that is not a real friend. Am I right to tell my daughter to break ties with this other girl as I don't see any good coming from it?
But my dear, first of all, I mean, think about it. It's, if I had to guess, I would guess that your daughter is probably like a teenager. I would guess. Maybe a little older than that. But understand, if your mother had told you that this person is not really your friend, or this guy is not really reliable, or... this person doesn't have your best interest at heart, you very likely wouldn't have paid them much attention, because we all think that we're smarter than the smartest person in the room, and somebody else criticizing someone that we like just doesn't work. Again, I'm not sure where... Knowing the ages here would make a huge difference. This is one of the limitations of an email, is I just don't quite know enough to be very helpful, but I'll give it a try. But in the answer, look, regardless of whether she's 5 years old or 55 years old, that she's entitled to pick her own friends, and she may pick this friend on the basis of other kinds of criteria. And I agree, talking about somebody behind their back, but presumably, unless you either overheard her, the friend, in quotes, talking, or she said something to you, then you had to hear it second or third hand, right? Someone said, well, she said. And they're pot stirrers. They really are people. All right, so let's take this one at a time. Well, let's go backwards, since I already started from the end. Let's go from the end to the front. Should you say something to your daughter? My guess is you already have, and she's not paying attention to it, so let it go. All right? And if you haven't said something, don't. Because... your daughter, even if she's 5 years old, is going to have to learn how to pick her own friends, and the criteria for friendship may be different than yours, number one. So, no, keep your mouth shut. you don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't say, have to say she's wonderful, but warning people off of other people's behavior is usually pointless, and the person they get mad at is us. And if you don't think she's going to go to her friend and say, my mom doesn't like you, then you're naive. So it will not do any good. Your daughter will not pay any attention to you. And should this relationship crash and burn, you will please resist the temptation to say, I told you so, right? Because it's not going to do any good. And it will do some harm. The idea of somebody who's always the victim, we all know people like that, don't we? That people need to be the hero, which sometimes translates into the victim of their own story, that nobody has understood them, that other people have treated them badly. I tend to have the same visceral response to that kind of behavior that you do, because they're really trolling for attention and for sympathy, and I don't trust it either. I'm much more interested in the person who's somehow, when things go badly for them, sort of rise to the occasion and show us what they're really made of and things of that sort. So I agree. But because you don't like a person doesn't mean other people don't. And let other people figure it out on their own. And maybe there are people in your circle of friends, maybe even including your daughter, who need to be the rescuer, need to be the savior. So somebody who is a victim is ready-made for them. Oh, goody, they're a victim, I'm a savior, it's perfect. You don't have to be friends with this person. And the person I probably have you remember is Eddie Haskell. Remember on Leave It to Beaver? And if you don't remember Leave It to Beaver, get it on Netflix or something and look at it. The bee was kind of the innocent, and his brother, what was his brother's name? It was Tony Dow. No, Tony Dow was on the bee. Anyway, Barbara Billingsley. I can't remember that I can remember all this stuff. And Eddie Haskell, who was this slimy kind of person who was always sucking up to the parents and was just terrible. He was a terrible person and was terrible to the bee. But, I mean, that was part of the reason that show lasted for so long and is so much a part of our psyche, is everybody knows somebody like that. And saying, well, Eddie Haskell's a snake, doesn't do any good. What you do is, your daughter's going to have to learn how to deal with people on her own. She's going to have to learn how to evaluate people on her own. And what you can do is be, what I would be in your situation, and I've actually done it in this situation, is be so disgustingly charming that person really can't get you. When they say, oh, well, and then I say, oh, you poor thing, that just must feel terrible. Gee, what can I do to help you about that? Or you don't have to go along with it. Hook, line, and sinker, but you don't, opposing her will just, she'll just say, see, you know, I knew you wouldn't understand me because no one ever does. So I would be just incredibly, disgustingly, charmingly sweet and supportive. If nothing else, it'll surprise the daylights out of her, and you'll not run nearly as afoul of your daughters you're going to with the other stand. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make a big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Callie on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Appreciate the phone call. And I'll make this quick. My son had a junior high school trip planned. We didn't force him to go. It was, just an option for him. And the night before the trip, he just decided, I don't want to go. And his resolution to that was, well, you know, I'll pay you guys back for the trip. And we were sort of like, well, you sort of made a commitment. It's not a question about the money.
Why did he not want to go?
He wouldn't tell us.
Okay.
We were guessing either maybe was another student that he was having problems with, maybe teachers, maybe...
Or maybe an anxiety attack. Maybe he, no, when you say junior high school.
He's a junior in high school.
Well, that's what I was, you read my mind. I was trying to clarify whether it was junior high school or he was in high school and a junior. So he's what, 16,
he's 17,
okay. How many kids do you have?
We have two. We have a daughter who's 13.
Okay. Is this a high anxiety kid?
Could very well be,
yeah.
since I sort of have those issues, and,
yeah.
and it wouldn't surprise me,
yeah,
if he,
yeah.
doesn't, he's not following my lead.
Yeah, okay. So we know that a little prone to anxiety disorder in the family.
Sure.
Huh? Okay. How does this kid do in school?
He does well. He
okay.
did poorly last year, but he rebounded this year quite well.
Okay. Does he have a girlfriend?
We think he sees somebody socially in school, but he's never brought her around the house.
Does he have a lot of friends?
He's got a core group of friends in the neighborhood and friends that he has in high school.
Were the any of these core group going on the outing?
It turns out that he left one of his things open, one of his chat programs, and one of the other girls that I know he knows in school was going. She was also saying how she didn't want to go on this trip, and we sort of thought that maybe there was some connection there.
Yeah.
Okay. We weren't snooping. It was left open.
I got it.
Yeah.
So the trip has already come and gone, right?
The trip has come and gone. We sort of said to him, you have to go. You made a commitment.
Did he go?
He did go.
Did he have a good time?
He's still in that sort of mode where he doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
So we want to give him, you know,
all right.
a chance to sort of cool down.
So how long ago was the trip?
This was just this past weekend.
Okay. Where was the trip to, just
the
out of curiosity?
The trip was to Boston.
Okay.
And he had gone before. And again, he was sort of looking forward to it. He went for an orientation.
Well, clearly something happened.
Yeah.
So what's the question to me, Al?
Well, the question is, we know that something could have happened. There's all those sort of possibilities. But I guess, you know, in a situation, if we face this again, do we do what we did and force him to go? Because I sort of felt funny about...
No, to be quite honest, if you called me up the day before and said, should we make him go, I would say probably not. This is voluntary. He'll
right.
pay the money back. This isn't about, you know, taking a job and quitting after 3 days
right,
or,
right.
you know, band practice or something. This is... Something's bothering him.
Okay.
And for 17-year-olds to admit that they're having some issues, I think what I would probably do at this juncture is go take him for a walk and
okay.
say, you know what, I think I bullied you into something that really didn't make a lot of sense. And, I, you know, I know that you're really on that cusp between being an adult and being a child.
Sure.
And, for example, if you, let's say you and your wife were planning to go someplace and she had a premonition that the plane was gonna crash.
Right.
And she just decided she wasn't going to go.
Right.
You might not be very happy about it, but you probably honor it.
Sure, sure.
And I think that to a certain extent, we have to give our kids the same kind of respect of something spooked him.
Right.
And I think what I would do is I'd take him for a walk and tell him that.
Okay.
And then say, you know, it would really help me, even if you don't want to go into great detail, of just saying, Dad, you know, I'm having some trouble with one of the kids, or I just got a funny feeling about it, or somebody's making fun of me, or I've just found out that I could watch the final round of the Masters, or whatever it is,
right.
that I'm willing to treat to be more respectful of your wishes if you're willing to give me a little bit more information with the understanding that I won't try to talk you into it or out of it, and I won't make fun of your reasoning.
Okay.
Because I think that's really the issue. Not so much that he went or not went, and as I said, clearly you're having some second thoughts about having forced him to go.
Absolutely.
But I think the issue is, how do we establish respect and trust and communication between kids and parents? And so I think I would take him out and say, you know what, I think I did the wrong thing here. But it would really help me, and I'm not trying to make excuses for my behavior as much as to say, you know, if you can give me some insight, and I'm not going to try and talk you in or out of something, but sometimes talking about it not only gives me a clear way of letting you do what you want to do, but also may give you a clear perspective on whether you really want to do it or not.
Sure.
Okay?
Great. Thanks, Doctor.
You're welcome, Al. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joan.
I wonder if you could help me find a way to effectively ask a difficult question.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is to my spouse's cousin, and the question is, would Would you be willing to donate sperm to us anonymously so we can have a baby?
How could it be anonymous if he knew who it was? I can understand the donation of the sperm, but I don't understand how it could be anonymous.
We don't want the whole family to know.
So that's not anonymously. You mean just secretly.
Okay, secretly.
How old are you, Joan?
38.
How old's your husband?
Lesbian. She's also 38.
Got it. Okay. Why this particular person?
Excuse me?
Why this particular person? Why the cousin?
Well, because he's the closest relation to my spouse. And so it would be kind of the
Let me point out something to you, all right? And I think if you're going to ask it, you don't use your little girl voice, you use your grown-up girl voice that says, okay, listen, we thought about it, and we'd really be honored if you'd be willing to donate some sperm, but not tell anybody about it. But let me tell you the complication of that. I think it sounds like you guys really want to have a child, you want to get some donated sperm. To a certain extent, I know that it's more of a crapshoot going to a sperm bank, but it's more of a biological crapshoot, but a lot less of an emotional crapshoot, because he's going to know.
I agree.
And that's a tough secret to keep. And if somebody says, "Wow, this kid looks exactly like Gregory," I mean, the joke is, Joan, that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And even if he keeps his mouth shut, that's three of you who know the secret. And I just think that if you're going to do this, and it's really interesting. One of the things about having a TV show where you're dealing with people over a little longer period of time than the radio, and you're dealing with them face to face, and you're in the green room with them, and is that you learn kind of the other part of the story. And the other part of the story is that even though it seems like a good idea for a family member to adopt or a family member to donate, that there is some value in not knowing who, from whence cometh the gamete. And I think in this particular case, I mean, I have, if you really, you and your partner really think about it and get to the point where this is really what you want, then I think you just ask very straightforwardly and say, this is what we'd like, this is how it would work. You'd have no financial or legal or moral or spiritual obligation, which is a lot to say to somebody. You know, give away your sperm and walk away. I'm just saying, in the long run, you might be much happier getting an anonymous donor who's truly anonymous, that you don't know who the donor is and the donor doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Especially if you're feeling like you don't want that person involved in the child's life.
Yeah, we've done all that research, and we have a couple of candidates like that.
But I think if the answer to your question, I'm not really trying to necessarily completely distract you from your goal here, but I think if you're going to do it, you probably need to talk to a lawyer first, because there's very likely going to be some legalities involved of signing off and whatever. But then I think you just present it straightforwardly. And I don't know, presumably there wouldn't be money involved, but there may be. But here's what we want from you, and here's what we're willing to sign off on, and here's where you would be on it. I just think you're asking for a whole can of potential misery by having it not only someone you know, but someone who's part of the family. Yeah, I mean, as I said, having walked through this with a number of people, because at the beginning it seems like a great idea because you know the person, but asking them to keep that secret from the rest of the family for the rest of their lives. Not to mention, one of the things that happens, not when kids are necessarily very young, but when they get to hit adolescence, is they sometimes want to know who the father is, which means you're really in a dilemma. If you don't know, that's one thing, and that's the advantage about a anonymous donor. If you do know, then you're going to have to lie. And the idea that only the three of you would know is just unrealistic. At first blush, it really does seem like, oh, well, you know, somebody in the family. But I've watched it happen over and over. And what if he decides that he wants to at some point make a claim on the child? That's why the lawyers need to be involved. But lawyers can keep the finances and the responsibilities, in theory, sorted out. They can't, and you can have non-disclosure. But people talk. I hope the two of you have a kid. And the other possibility is having other people in the family who know about it, of not swearing him to secrecy and just having it be an open secret, because then it has no damage to hurt anybody. Right? But I think I would go one or the other. If you want it to be a secret, I'd go with anonymous. If you're willing to make it open, then rethink it. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how...
All right, Judy, Judy, stop. I have so much theater to tell you. Just have to stop singing. I mean, we love you, but, you know, give me some, cut me some slack here. I have 7 seven theater pieces to review for you. So pay attention. They're all on drjoy.com. So you can, if you miss them here, if I do go too fast. All right. Let me tell you of the seven, the two that were disappointing. All right. And I'll tell you why. And then I'll go on to the positive stuff. Larry David, Fish in the Dark with Glenn Headley and Rosie Perez, Ben Shankman, just Love Me Cold. The audience, people either loved this or hated it. The idea is that it's set in a hospital waiting room with the patriarch dying and the divorced mom there and the two sons who are competitive with one another and the housekeeper and the miscellaneous wives. Half the audience walked out at intermission. The other half thought it was fantastic. So you're going to be on your own about this one. I didn't like it, and I'll tell you why. First of all the there was no one in this to like. It was sitcom humor. This is not the way people talk. It's not the way people act. And Larry David, I mean, you either love him or hate him, but I sort of felt like I was watching four episodes of Seinfeld kind of stitched together and for $150 a pop. So not my cup of tea or cup of Java or whatever, all right? Saw Gigi. Now, look, if you saw the movie with Louis Jordan and Marie Chevalier, Hermione Gingle, Leslie Caron, I mean, what's not to love about that? Well, whatever was to love about that, and it's really not terribly fair to suggest that a movie and a play should have something in common, but all the charm and all the excitement and all the romance and all the off-colorness is completely missing from Gigi. I think it's miscast. The memory, even if you try and erase the memory of the movie, which was an extraordinary movie, and if you haven't seen it, go rent it. But this is, I think, without charm, without, it was flat, and even with the songs, it didn't work for me at all. I gave it a generous 2 stars, and that was generosity. All right, let me tell you the two plays I kind of liked. When I say kind of liked, I actually liked them a lot more than that. They were not perfect, but I liked them a lot. One is Skylight with Carrie Mulligan, who is also in Far From the Madding Crowd that opens, I think, this weekend, and Bill Nighy. It's an odd story. And I'm not sure, even having thought about it a lot, exactly what it's about. But it's an older man and a younger woman and the older man's son. And it, to a certain extent, is about a relationship that has over, and both of them are not quite recovered from it. It's about adultery, which, as you know, is not my favorite subject. But it is, the two of them are magnetic on stage. And even though Bill Nighy has some tics to him, that you're not nearly as offended, or at least I wasn't as offended by his as you are by Larry David's, because it didn't seem to me shtick. It just seemed to me part of who he is as an individual. And this really is about love and life and regret and guilt and all sorts of really interesting things. I'm not sure whether Skylight means shining a light on a problem or an artificial way of making a hole in a roof. Pardon? Okay. Let me take the call. Can the call hang on? Or do you want me to? All right. I'll tell you what. I'll take Ellie now, and because I've got so much more theater to go. So we'll stop this temporarily. And I'll tell you the two that I didn't like, which are Gigi and Fish in the Dark. Skylight, I'll come back to a little bit. I'll tell you about the rest of them starting next hour. All right, Ellie, we'll put you on. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so glad to talk to you today. I don't really know how to ask my question, but let me just try. Okay. I have a 13-year-old boy. I want to put him in counseling. I think he's had a lot of loss in his life. And I want to know what my role is. Like, can I find a counselor and tell them about my son and what I'd like them to work on?
Let me get a little more background. What's the loss that he's had? The losses?
It's been over many years. Originally, we were abused by the father, mostly me, because I wouldn't really let him abuse my son. But the father did teach my son a lot of bad things, and so I made a choice to get out of the whole relationship.
How long ago?
For my son. This is up to when he was five, when I finally left. And
I got
out of the whole situation.
Does he see his father at all?
His father died. So he died like 2 years after that of cancer. He had pancreatic cancer. At the time when we left, he didn't have the cancer. But after I got him out, he was also an alcoholic father.
Between the time you left him and the time he died, did your son have any relationship with him?
Very little, because he drank all the time. So if he was drinking, I wouldn't allow him to see him.
So how much would you say during those 2 years, how often would you say that your son saw him?
I would say maybe once every 2 months.
Okay.
And then it was a bad situation where I was sending them to. We actually lived together. We had a house together. We owned it more or less. Well, the guy owned it, but we were paying him more.
That's going to affect you, not necessarily your son, in terms of the economics of it. So, all right, so his father died. His father essentially left when he was five and died when he was seven. That, what are the other losses?
We lost our home because I had to leave, and my son basically lost all the things that he owned.
Like, and when was that?
His father had an oak platform, bicycles, and all the material things.
When was that?
It was when we moved, when I got him out of the situation.
So when he was five?
I went to counseling. All through the years, I was trying to get counseling for myself. But they told me I couldn't get counseling for domestic abuse. I couldn't get it because I still lived in the situation. So I finally, when I did leave, I went, okay, now I get counseling. So I went to the counseling, and they also offered it for my son. So what I wanted them to do for him is I asked them, well, can you, during your counseling, can you maybe stress or maybe not stress, but I try to influence him to listen to me.
Counseling isn't about trying to make your child obedient.
Okay.
But Ellie, wait a minute. Are you in counseling at this moment?
No.
What are you seeing? I'll tell you what. We're hitting a break here. So what I need you to do is I need you to make. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that you're going in maybe a direction that's not as useful as one you might.
Okay,
tell me what you think.
I hear.
Tell me. Make a list of what you think. Where you see your son is needing some help. Okay. Not you needing some help. Oh, and then I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. All right. So just take the time and make the list. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.